Wyoming's community colleges are also working out plans to reopen this fall. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports they face a lack of federal guidance and other issues that could undermine those plans.
Wyoming has 7 community colleges, and each one is preparing for the fall in its own way. For instance, Laramie County Community College is planning to offer most of its courses online, but Eastern Wyoming College is going full steam ahead with in-person classes. And students living on campus at Northwest College will be in single rooms, whereas Casper College students don't need to be. LCCC President Joe Schaefer says each college's plan is determined by its local elected Board of Trustees.
As you start to look at plans, so I believe Northwest has released theirs, Central Wyoming College has released theirs, you will see a lot of similarity, although certain choices about programming, density, even some protocols may be unique to that institution's, you know, own environment.
But Schaefer says his and other colleges are working with the Wyoming Community College Commission and the governor's office to coordinate on some decisions. Dr. Mark Dow, an infectious disease specialist in Casper, is optimistic about his local college's plan for the fall.
I think learning in person is better. I think most of us would agree you get more out of it. But I think the key is, do you follow the protocols that you have set up? Absolutely. And not get lazy and let things get by.
At Casper College, students, faculty, and staff will be wearing masks, and classrooms will be disinfected during the 10-minute break between classes.
That is adhered to, and people are sitting at least 6 feet away in the classroom, I can see that as a potential win, as long as everything that is promised is adhered to.
Dow says colleges will need to educate those on campus about best practices, and that college leadership must be willing to make the tough call to close campus if an outbreak occurs.
People will be people, but at least in the setting that you can control, you can say, if you're not willing to do this, then you'll have to learn online. You're endangering your fellow students.
Many of the community colleges plan to go completely or primarily online after the Thanksgiving break. And all of them plan to monitor the pandemic's development and adjust to changing circumstances. So what should colleges be doing?
3 or 4 things would help reduce transmission that would happen in the classroom.
That's University of Wyoming Associate Professor and Researcher Christine Porter.
100% people need to wear masks. That's number one.
She says social distancing in the classroom is also necessary, and upgrades to HVAC systems so that air is pulled up and out of the room rather than allowed to circulate could also keep the virus from spreading. But Porter says it's probably too late to install such upgrades before the semester. A residence hall with normal, full occupancy might sound like a super spreader event in the making, but Porter says it doesn't have to be.
Students who would like to live with somebody else and they want to make each other in their bubble, it's just like living with your family, right? So I certainly would not require students to live with somebody else, but I think they should have the option because you're talking about one other person.
Porter says the real challenge comes outside the classroom and maybe off campus.
Struggle is going to be that on average, people in the age group of the average college student generally are making decisions based on a feeling of invincibility, possibly being under the influence, and prioritizing, understandably, you know, the social, fun, engagement part of being in college.
Young people in defiance of public health orders is a thing that worries everyone. That's because it's happened across the country, including here in Wyoming. Parties in Uinta and Natrona County have helped to spread the virus, and 4 Laramie women suspected of having the virus were charged in May for ignoring a quarantine order. Porter says she is worried colleges and other institutions will put a lot of time and money into reopening, and then have to shut down anyway in the wake of an outbreak.
Even if 80% of the students do the right thing or 90% of the students do the right thing, it would only take, you know, a small group, which is to lead to super spreading events, and that seems very likely based on everything we know and have seen so far.
Neither the Wyoming Department of Health nor the Centers for Disease Control have issued any guidelines for reopening colleges this fall. Porter says this lack of national leadership is putting colleges in an unfair and ridiculous position.
Each community college in Wyoming, each community college in the country, every higher education institution in the country should not be having to figure this out on their own. A pandemic is time for national planning and support and guidance, and we are not getting it.
As the fall semester grows closer, Wyoming community colleges are hopeful, but they realize they may be looking ahead to a year of decreased enrollment and radically transformed campus life. But LCCC President Joe Schaefer says it's still a good time to enroll in college.
We're open for business. We'll have opportunities for everybody, and we really want to encourage folks not to lose traction or lose ground and continue to stay engaged in higher education.
For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.